WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's partly cloudy and 76 degrees in Atlantic. You're looking for it to be partly cloudy, hot, and humid today with isolated showers and thunderstorms. A high of 93 with a heat index a little over 100 degrees. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, totally remodeled, restocked, and ready to serve you with the prices you need, the service you deserve. Atlantic Fire and Rescue and Medevac ambulance were called to the scene of a rollover accident earlier this morning on Interstate 80 near the Marnie exit. The Cass County Communications Center reports a vehicle had rolled into the median just east of exit 51. A female in the vehicle was conscious and breathing at the time when the call was dispatched at around 6:15. No other details are currently available. You can look for updates here on KJAN and KJAN.com as they become available. News time is 7:07.
Discover new galaxies with great deals from U.S. Cellular on the latest Samsung Galaxy devices, including the next big thing, the Samsung Galaxy S4, for just $199.99. U.S. Cellular.
Hello.
Hello better. Certain restrictions apply. Applicable data plan required. New 2-year agreement and $35 device activation fee may apply. See store for details.
You've seen it. You want it. And here's where you can get it. The Galaxy S4 for just $199.99 at your authorized U.S. Cellular agent in downtown Atlantic. Rex Pharmacy.
Ask any small business owner and we'll tell you.
There's nothing small about us.
People may call us the little guys.
But we are much bigger than that.
Together, we are America's backbone, and we stand with U.S. Cellular because U.S. Cellular stands with us.
Save up to $200 per line with our Better Business Package. U.S. Cellular.
Hello.
Hello, better. Certain restrictions apply. See store or uscellular.com for details.
Do you want to save up to $200 per line for your business cellular? Come see us. We're a small business, too. Your authorized U.S. Cellular agent in downtown Atlantic, Rex Pharmacy.
Firefighters from Atlantic were called to the Atlantic Nursing and Rehab Center just before 4 o'clock this morning. Atlantic Fire Chief Mark McNeese said the nurses had evacuated residents when one nurse noticed smoke in the hallway. They found a furnace blower motor had burned up. The Atlantic Fire Department crews ventilated the building and disabled the appliance. There were no injuries reported, and residents were back in their rooms within 45 minutes to an hour. A Nebraska man was injured Sunday when the SUV he was driving went out of control and rolled several times in Pottawatomie County. The Iowa State Patrol reports 19-year-old Juwan Holland of Omaha was transported by Neola Rescue to Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs. Officials say he was wearing a seatbelt. That accident happened just before 4 p.m. on Interstate 80 eastbound near mile marker 22. Officials say when a 2004 GMC Envoy Holland was driving slipped off onto the shoulder of the road, Holland overcorrected and sent the vehicle into a skid. The SUV rolled several times and crashed through a fence before landing in a cornfield. Attorneys for a Southern Iowa man who was found guilty on charges associated with the 2011 fatal accident in Audubon County have asked for a new trial. That motion was filed Friday in the case against 57-year-old Kendall Ware of Lineville. Late last May, a jury found Ware guilty on felony charges of vehicular homicide by OWI and serious injury by vehicle, OWI, in connection with an October 19, 2011 accident on Highway 71 north of Brayton. That crash claimed the life of 17-year-old Christopher Crawley of Hamlin and injured three other persons. An investigation determined Ware had a blood alcohol content of more than 2.5 times the legal limit. Sentencing is scheduled to take place this morning at 10 o'clock at the Audubon County District Court. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office says a woman was arrested early Sunday morning after she nearly hit a sheriff's patrol car. Tina Jackson of Clarinda was taken into custody following a traffic stop at around 2:40 a.m. Officials say her car was stopped when Jackson nearly collided head-on with deputies. The woman was being held in the Montgomery County Jail Sunday on an OWI charge. Her bond was set at $1,000. Three people were injured during a head-on crash on Highway 141 in Guthrie County early Saturday morning. The State Patrol says both drivers, 18-year-old Riley Schlepp of Guthrie Center and 40-year-old Keith Miner of Creston, along with Miner's passenger, 32-year-old Anita Miner, also of Creston, were injured in the crash that happened around 3:45 a.m. Saturday, about 2 miles west of Baird. A 2007 Pontiac driven by Schlepp was traveling east on Highway 141 when it crossed the center line of the road and collided head-on with Miner's 1996 Ford F-250 pickup. Keith and Anita Meyer, who were not wearing their seatbelts, were flown by Lifeline and Mercy One helicopters to Iowa Methodist and Mercy Hospitals in Des Moines. Schlepp, who was wearing a seatbelt, was transported by Coon Rapids Rescue to the Guthrie County Hospital. The accident remains under investigation. Police in Red Oak report the arrest Saturday evening of a Red Oak man. 51-year-old Jack Ray Steinspring was taken into custody at 4th and Grimes Streets at around 8 p.m. for failure to comply with the sex offender registry, third offense. Steinspring was convicted in Pottawatomie County of sexual abuse in the second degree in 1996 in connection with an incident or incidents involving a female under the age of 13 when he was 35 years old. Authorities in Montgomery County report the arrest Saturday night of a woman who suspected of delivering drugs to an inmate in jail. Police in Red Oak arrested 37-year-old Charisse Kathleen Haddon of Red Oak at around 8:30 p.m. in the 400 block of Highland Avenue. Haddon was picked up on a Page County warrant for furnishing a controlled substance to inmates at a detention facility. She was turned over to Page County authorities and held on a $5,000 bond. And the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest Saturday afternoon on a woman on child endangerment charges. 22-year-old Samantha Lynn Massa of Grant was taken into custody at around 1:15 p.m. on a valid warrant, charging her with felony child endangerment. Additional details on the circumstances surrounding the warrant were not available. Massa was brought to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $5,000 cash bond. News time is 7:12.
The price you need and the service you deserve. That's what you can expect from Rex Pharmacy. This is Josh.
And Matt. The high cost of medication is on everyone's mind these days. And if you need multiple medications each month, it can leave you wondering just how you're going to pay for it all, especially if you don't have insurance.
With the new script card program at Rex Pharmacy, you'll save on all your prescriptions. And there are over 300 preferred medications that are just $4 for a 30-day supply or $10 for a 90-day supply. With this program, we're able to offer you much-needed relief from the rising cost of healthcare, whether you're insured, underinsured, or uninsured.
And there are other benefits to being part of this program. When you stay consistent and get all of your prescriptions and other medications here, we can more accurately track your medications and screen for potential problems, reducing your risk for adverse drug interactions and side effects. The script card program is also accepted at Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy.
The program is free and available to everyone, so stop in and sign up today or get more information at rexpharmacyonline.com.
Rex Pharmacy, the price you need,
the service you deserve, in downtown Atlantic.
In the funeral announcements, Terry Hepler, age 74 of Atlantic, died Wednesday at the Cass County Hospital. A funeral mass for Terry Hepler will be today at 10:30 at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. Joel Kirchhoff, age 53 of Glenwood and formerly of Manning, died June the 30th in Council Bluffs. A massive Christian burial service for Joel Kirchhoff will be today at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Samuel Smith, age 86 of Guthrie Center, died Wednesday at Panora Nursing and Rehab Center. Funeral services for Samuel Smith will be today at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Norma Glass, age 95 of Oakland, died Friday at the Risen Sun Christian Village. Funeral services for Norma Glass will be today at 11 o'clock at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Eugene Keenan, age 80 of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Eugene Keenan will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. And Vera Stone, age 95 of Bayard, has died. Services for Vera Stone are pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Bayard. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.